I almost clapped a second early. All right. Hi there, guys, gals, and non-binary pals. It's Mike Jedrickson Brewer back with another episode of That D&D Podcast, wherein we play Fiasco, which is neither that nor D&D, nor is this a continuation of the Turtles game that we've been airing. Why?
Your rules don't apply to us.
Not I don't dad. Remember. At least we're not talking about Iron Fist.
Yeah, can we not?
I don't
we
know.
We can and we will and we must.
Yeah, yeah.
There is no not talking about Iron Fist on this podcast.
No, we're talking about it. Only we cannot not talk about it.
Only in talking about Iron Fist can we not talk about it. Yeah, there you go.
Whoa.
Okay, so everyone introduce yourselves in the same order as last time. I don't know.
Oh shoot.
Oh, hell.
We did
Should
it.
Should I have been taking
order.
Notes?
Did we do it in reverse
order?
Yeah.
That's
right. Yeah. Zach never goes first.
Reverse Zach notation.
Okay. So, hi. I'm Zach. He, him pronouns. I am playing Gary?
Were you I thought you were Jerry.
Jerry.
Yes. Yes.
I am playing Jerry.
You're playing Gary with a J. That's right.
I'm playing Jerry, and I definitely don't have a cop's body stashed in my house somewhere.
Yet. Growth mindset.
In the game.
Shit. How do you follow that up? Hey, Matt, Killer GM, him pronouns. I am portraying Arch Stanton, the miserable, coked up news anchor who probably just fed a body to an alligator and is going to get in some trouble.
Hi, I'm Jonathan, he, him pronouns. And tonight I'll be playing Jimmy Johnstone, who runs his junket journey into Jeopardy. And he wants only the best of all of these people. Parts.
Best parts may vary.
I'm David. I'm playing Jerry with a G. My brother Jerry with a J. Or Gary with a J. We'll get this straight. Zach is Gary with a J. And we're both quote unquote actors.
Quote.
And I forgot to introduce who I'm playing. This is Mike. I'm playing Jolene, who is hair and makeup. I am both doing the hair and makeup for Arch Stanton as we attempt to recover a briefcase with a MacGuffin, as well as shooting an art film after hours using the station's equipment and big cats that we may or may not have stolen.
And may or may not be somewhere that you know.
We don't know what happened to them.
Because we are also...
Oh, wait, no, it was in the back of your car, wasn't it?
Yeah, chewing on a cop badge.
Yeah. Yeah. Good things.
Oh, shit. That's a... Good thing you remembered that. We got to talk about that Chekhov's cannon.
Chekhov's snow leopard.
Definitely not buried somewhere in my house.
Oh, that's, I think, the exact perfect place for us to pick back up. I believe when we had last left off, we had just finished our first round of scenes for Act 1.
Yep.
Yes. So, someone who's better than me, what's the next step?
We do it again.
We keep going until we've used up half the dice.
Okay.
So, does that mean that I lead off?
Yeah, because you started again? The first thing, so yeah.
Alright, so last thing that happened, as I recall, were that Gary and I were at an audition that Gary whooped me at.
I'm Jerry, you're
Jerry. Jerry, sorry. The J is throwing.
You're the one who wrote the J.
You're the one that pitched the J.
That's true.
I refuse to take responsibility for this.
You decided on the rest of the spelling, though.
Also true.
It's okay. I'm tripping myself up on it. If you're playing along at home, don't take a drink every time we mess up our names, because that's going to be dangerous.
As I stare down the barrel of my Friday booze.
But
okay. So the scene is going to open. We've already established there's a closet. That closet sometimes contains briefcases full of something.
Yeah, we haven't elaborated on the MacGuffins.
Yeah, yes. We don't know what they are, but
we don't know what they are. But I have, Mike and I have a shared object that is the big Anchorman's Coke stash. And I'm going to assume that that's somewhere in the station and I need to get a hold of it.
I mean, it's been implied that whatever the briefcase was supplied by Jimmy Johnstone.
Okay.
I've never seen it before in my life. I don't know what you're talking about.
And that Jerry with a G was stealing it on his behalf.
So true.
But Arch is still on the hook for
Arch
it.
Arch is still exactly. on the hook for it, correct.
Weird. It's so like there's drama going on here. I don't understand what's happening.
How does this game do this so well?
Because it just sets it up and we just fucking knock the pieces down. It's so easy.
Good lord. It's like there are rules to storytelling.
I'm going to try this again. Gary?
With a J.
Gary with a J. frantically pawing through this closet, the same closet, like the camera's at the same spot where we saw that it was when we saw the briefcase go in and then come back out, right?
Yes. Love it.
And I am just throwing various newsroomy items around. Like, imagine there's like the spare mugs and like some camera equipment and like all that stuff. It's just like it piles now. I'm just sweeping it aside, frantically looking for this Coke because it's got to be here, right? I have a twitchy leopard in my car. And if we don't deal with that problem, like, now, there's going to be trouble.
Wait, so is the leopard twitchy because it doesn't have Coke? Or do you just want Coke in order to...
Oh, gee. Did we just give the leopard withdrawal symptoms?
So who's the relationship you're pulling into this one? Who's there with
who
you?
Who else is here? Going to be here?
I was the one who stashed the case in there, right? So yeah. It should be me, and I should not be wanting to help you.
Okay, yes. Yes.
Or it should be Arch, and they should not be wanting to help you. But it's one of us is a foil here.
Oh, Arch is going to walk in later, but it generally starts with you and the person who you're in a relationship with. Who you share that relationship with, and other people can come in as side characters, but the focus should be on you two.
Okay.
So, well, hi there, Gary.
And as you're like walking up, like some sort of clothing item with the station's logo print on it flies past your head.
You looking for something?
It's a windbreaker.
Wait. I'll stand up and turn, and I'll look at you, and I'm holding like a pair of mugs. Like, of course I'm looking for something. Jolene? The cocaine was supposed to be here.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
Okay. That seems unlikely. I'm shoving aside, like, VHS tapes of, like, local high school football games. Like,
I mean, to be clear, right? Like, Arch and I stole that, or did I steal it from Arch to give to you? Like,
what was the idea? We haven't decided what was happening there. Whether we were trying to.
We know that we needed to hide it for something. I think that Arch stole it from Jimmy, right? Because we were covering up some sort of major conflict of interest. Like, you have something of Jimmy's that we then stashed. Is it just the Coke?
Well, we implied that Arch has the stuff from Jimmy, like, intentionally.
Yeah.
But he called in the marker, basically. So I know he has it. And I was fine with it, but now I'm like, hey, I'd please like it.
I feel like it's more than Coke, though, to me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's something way, way worse.
Can I, cards on the table, can I say what I think
Go
it
ahead.
Was?
Sure.
I think it's some sort of, like, experimental drug that's supposed to like erase wrinkles and stuff, and it's gonna end up being some mutagen shit and tie into the Turtles game.
It was either that or zombies. Every fiasco game.
I mean we've got the exotic animal not a zoo thing going on.
Holy
already
shit.
It felt like talk about Chekhov's guns here.
There you go. And this is clearly the 70s.
I mean, I feel that there's going to be at least one character created here that is going to show up in our other
Swamp Wizards. Well, it's going to be Jimmy, and Jimmy's going to be the tiger guy, the tiger king.
Oh my gosh, Jimmy Johnstone is running a mutant stable.
Okay, so the coke stash may or may not be coke, but is also definitely mutagens, right?
Just the way you said that.
Yeah. That we don't know about. We don't.
Well, the coke stash is coke. That's one thing, and then we have the mutagen stash or whatever it is.
And I just have to go back to the stable coke comment. And now I've thought of a wrestling stable. So an underground mutant wrestling.
Yes.
So I would like to propose a slight twist on the coke versus the mutagen thing. I think that we thought we found the coke.
Oh jeez.
But what we actually found was the mutagen.
Okay.
Or I can't, I can't do that in this scene because somebody else gets to do the denouement. So
okay, yeah, I do want you to find this, right?
Do you?
I think you probably would want me to find you. You would want. I'm going to be unhappy with you if the coke is no longer around,
right?
Because that means I have to go back and tell Snowflake in my car that I don't have the cocaine.
Right. Okay.
And I like my car, and Snowflake has like interior shredding claws. So
Gary, it's not a big deal. It's Arch and I put it in there. It's at the bottom.
We put what in there?
I've been to the bottom. I looked at the bottom.
Arch, is that you moving in?
Yeah. That's the perfect point for Arch to come in. We put what in there?
The extra tapes from the high school proms snow dance that led to the winning kickoff.
Oh, the snow dance. Right. Yeah, that was real crucial last year to the fighting Bulldogs win.
Yep. Hook 'em horns.
Yep. Of course. It's not in here.
Well, I keep looking for it. I'll start handing him tapes sort of over my shoulder as I'm digging through. Like, nah, this one's some sort of American Gladiators thing, and then this one is like cheerleading competition. I don't see any sort of dance.
That's cheerleader deathmatch. That got canceled after the pilot.
It's a shame, really.
I do like how everything we mention is yet another thing we should have created. Okay, well, so if it's not here, that means somebody must have taken it, right?
Somebody had to have. We need that. I need that video.
Yes, we do. And I'll make eye contact with Jolene. Clearly someone has taken the snow dance.
Yeah.
We should try to figure out who might have wanted the snow dance and what they were going to do with the snow dance tape.
Well, I certainly haven't done anything with it, and I haven't brought anybody back here. Arch, have you brought anybody back here?
I mean, not since we were here yesterday.
And Gary, with a hard J, hasn't brought anybody back here.
Gary doesn't bring anybody anywhere. He's weird.
Now, you didn't, there weren't any extras for that art film that we're shooting that may have wandered upstairs.
You're shooting an art film? Why the hell would you?
There are no extras in that film. Every actor is very important to the plot.
Okay.
There are no small parts.
Nope.
So then and we have to go. Invite me? It's like a manhunt, right? We got to go talk to everybody. It's like, who is that detective?
Are you thinking of Columbo?
I am thinking of Columbo.
Okay. I guess we could try and figure this out. I'd prefer if we just found the tape, because the tape is very important for a clip show that we're planning.
But we can't find the tape without figuring out who has the tape, because the tape's not here.
We just need to be very careful about who we ask for the tape. Isn't that right, Jerry?
I think it's Gary.
Gary's doing the first of all, yeah. Gary's going to like... But he's also doing like the Fry suspicious eyes, because he doesn't know if we're all talking about the same thing at this point. We shouldn't be talking about the same thing.
We shouldn't. Are we?
I don't know. I'm just going to bail now. I'm just walking out.
That's good.
This got too awkward.
What was your goal for that scene there, Gary?
So you just figure out where the freaking cocaine was.
Oh, shoot.
But... I mean, I think at this point we can probably call it halftime and somebody can... And we can vote on how badly this goes for me.
What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about.
I feel like I'm really good at getting the bad votes. Awesome.
That's quorum. I don't even have to vote.
Okay, so this goes badly. So do other people narrate me out? Is that how this works?
I think that maybe you just don't know where it is.
Maybe we don't. I don't know where it is, and I have to go tell Snowflake that.
I've got it. The tiger's gone from your car.
Leopard.
Oh no! Now it's a tiger.
Snow leopard.
It's been muted. It's been mutating this whole time.
The snow leopard. Oh, wait, it's a snow leopard because it wants Coke, mm-hmm. right?
Snow. It's Snowflake, the snow leopard. Yeah.
Right. Okay. The snow leopard has gone looking for the Coke. It got tired of waiting for you to come back, and it's gone now. That's the bad twist, right?
That's the bad outcome. It's
got this like powdered up, slightly bleeding nose on the ground like a bloodhound. It's great. We slam cut to the empty back seat of my car. End of scene.
Perfect. So who are you giving that die to there, Zach?
Oh, I still hand him out, huh?
Yeah, we hand him out for the
until we get to halftime.
Okay. Feel like Arch probably smells the most like cocaine.
Wow.
I welcome your hatred.
So Snowflake will probably find you first. Enjoy your negative dice.
Thank you. I will cherish it. Pull that out there for me.
So is that the end of the scene?
Yeah, that's the scene.
Yeah.
It's your turn, Mike.
Okay. So I have no idea what to do with Julian. Oh, you know what? That's easy. I can have somebody else set the scene up and I can finish it, right?
Yeah, sure, that's the best part of this whole thing.
All right. Who wants to suggest... Oh, wait. First of all, Arch needs a dark die, right?
Yes, please.
All right. I said I gave you a three.
That's good. So you want a scene proposed to you?
Yes. I don't know if we need to... I don't feel like Jolene's got a lot going on right now. Like, I feel like there's like what is Jolene's motivation here?
I mean, we can jump forward or back in time. You could see why is Jolene here if you want to explore that.
I don't know. I'm just trying to get something to stick. You've got an idea, shoot it out.
Okay, I want to see where Jolene and Gary got the idea to shoot this art film.
Okay. So I'm going to lean heavily into this whole Tiger King thing that we got going on then.
Okay. Yeah.
And that Jolene used to be married to somebody who ran a big cat sanctuary.
I knew it was going to come down to exes. I knew it was going to come down to exes.
Okay.
Someone was going to have an ex.
Okay. How what was their ex like?
All right, I think I've come up with an excellent twist for Jolene for the end. But for now, let's say that, okay, so Jolene needs cash, right? So that's why she's shooting these art films with the large cats.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm still drawing blanks here. I can't figure out how to draw it.
It's fine. So. We've got a good start here. Gary, did you know Jolene from this time when she was running the cat sanctuary?
Yes. Obviously, Jolene met all of us when we did a story on the cat sanctuary.
There we go. Right? Now we're on it. Okay, so...
We did a story on the cat sanctuary. We did a story on her ex-husband, and that ex-husband is now in prison.
He's dead.
He's dead. Even better.
Great. What did he die of?
Nobody...
You know what? Let's actually... We're going to roll the scene with that, I think.
Ooh.
I think we've got enough to roll with. So, we're going to cut to us getting set up to do the interview with Jolene at the Kank Sanctuary. So, we see... I assume what we do is we're cutting back and we have, like, the little slate of, you know, 10 years ago or whatever. And we see a younger, more vibrant Jolene. She's getting her makeup and hair done by the girl who's fussing over her, trying to make sure she looks her best.
Okay. Does Jolene, snatch it and, like, make it, like, shoo her off and do it herself?
Yes, absolutely. I love this.
Okay. Okay, so they're... Are they here to interview Jolene, or are they here to interview the ex?
I want to say, do we know if your ex has gone... We know your ex has gone missing, right?
Yeah, yes, okay, so... Yeah, so Arch, are doing the interview then, right?
Yeah, and okay. This is Arch 10 years ago, so he's a lot more chipper, very young. He's not the anchor, he's the field reporter.
Jonathan, you sound like you had another thing.
Oh, I just, because Arch, remember, got his help starting out from me, and it sounds like my competitor just disappeared under mysterious circumstances.
You're damn right they did.
I was just putting this together for what it implies.
Oh, this is so perfect. So yeah, Arch is like, yeah, okay. Hey, oh, can we make sure we get we want to get both our good sides here. So, like, can we please? Yeah, great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Johnny. Great. It's Gary, right? Yeah, yeah.
Gary's still Gary. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Gary, Gary's wanna get the lights up there? Yeah, those lights.
So perfect.
Alright, and you see like there's a shot of Gary like on a ladder, like leaned up against a tiger cage, and they're like two tigers inside looking up at him hungrily as he hangs.
Actively jumping for him. Okay. Uh-huh. So So I know that you were here to interview my husband, but yeah, who knows where he's gone to. Maybe you interview me instead.
Oh, yeah, we could do... I'm so sorry, your husband... Hopefully they find him soon.
Oh, let's not talk about him. I always thought this place would be better as Jolene's Big Cat Sanctuary / Exotic Animal Preserve.
Oh, that's... And you love the cats too, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. They are magnificent creatures. Do you not think...
And do you have a favorite or?
Yes, this one's my favorite. His name is Bubba. As you can see, he's the largest one that we have, and he's feisty though. You gotta keep him, make sure he's well fed.
And he's like snarling and snapping against the cage.
Yeah. You, anytime he gets like that, we just an ostrich a day keeps a hangry tiger away.
How much does it cost to import an ostrich every day?
Oh, I don't. Money's such a vulgar subject.
I'm sorry. Did your husband have a particular favorite at all, or?
You know, I didn't think to ask him.
Oh, that's odd.
He seems to spend a lot of time around Bubba, though.
Oh, and you have a lot of Wait, and he spends a lot of time. Why did you spend so much time around Bubba if he was so dangerous?
You know, it's more important, in my opinion, to make sure that you have a separate working environment with with those you share bonds of finance or affection, so that, you know, you don't get too wrapped up in things.
I suppose that's not a bad idea. I just never really thought of it that way.
Yeah, that way you got your own little space, and you know, if you need to go hang out in the tiger cage without somebody, you can. You don't have to worry about anybody bothering you about like that.
That sounds like that'd be very, very dangerous.
Especially when covered in sardine oil.
Yeah, sardine oil. Yeah, that would be that'd be really, really troublesome. Yeah,
should not do that.
In the high background over Jolene's shoulder, you can see, like, when she says something about sardine oil, you see Gary, like, look down at his arm and, like, sniff.
And you care for all these cats, and what's going to happen now that your husband's gone missing?
Well, I'd like to think of it as a new beginning for our sanctuary. There's so much more opportunity and chance that we can do. Basically, we have it's a rebuilding season, right? We'll scale down a little bit of the external operations, and we'll spend some time making sure that we get all the best attractions and make sure that Bubba over there is nice and fed. I think he's not going to need to eat any more food for a while. We'd be fine. Then from there, you know, we'll just we'll open up some more. You know, I've always wanted to do a satellite campus in Florida. You know, expand. Maybe we can franchise it out.
Franchise? That would be very, very ambitious, ma'am.
But Jolene in every state.
I'm certain that would be quite lovely, and everybody would be very eager to see you and share your love of exotic cats.
I just got to get the bank to convince to give me a loan for that, and we'll be all set.
Well, I'm certain they won't have a problem after we finish this piece here, ma'am.
Yep, you can see how safe and sound everyone is who comes here, and the cats, and we have no problems whatsoever.
Like one of the tigers takes a swipe and shreds somebody's pant leg.
Or Gary, like, literally falls.
Yeah, like, Gary falls and some lighting rig falls down on top of him. And then the tigers rush the cage and the smash against him.
Okay, Mike, how does the scene end, good or bad?
I mean,
what
for whom? I don't know.
For Jolene.
For Jolene. I don't know. Yeah. That sounds like I mean, that's the start of Julian's star. Raising, right? Rising, not raising.
Uh-huh. You want to call that a good ending?
I mean, that seems like, you know, we know that things go horribly wrong in the future, but for right now, it seems okay.
Okay. I mean, I can see, basically, they take the footage that they get and edit up nicely into a really good package, and Jolene is able to get things set up so she can expand, maybe not to Florida, necessarily.
Oh, well... All right, or we can just flip it around, right? Like, Jerry's hurt, and the whole thing goes out of business.
I feel like that's in line more with where we're at now.
Okay, well then let's take a sad die.
Okay,
sad die.
Aww.
So it comes all crashing down. Basically, like we were broadcasting live for the interview, and one of our lighting guys almost got torn apart by a tiger.
Oh God! And I tore down part of. Yeah, part of the chain link fence came down with me, and like the last scene, like the scene ends with like essentially that shot from Congo of the gorilla smashing the camera, right? But it's tigers and everyone's scattering.
Oh God!
I imagine that you fall and accidentally pull aside a curtain to reveal like an open tub of sardine oil, like. All right, excellent. Okay, so I don't know how to hand out dice, though, because I don't want bad things to happen to people.
Well, that's the thing. Remember, it's all about the colors. If you have more of one particular color, you're actually going to come out pretty well in the end.
So if I give this dice to David, so like, is there any like rhyme or reason to that?
No. The rhyme or reason is basically having a lot of the same thing happen to you generally sets you up for a better ending in the end, sure. Because of the way that works. However... who you give it to, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yep.
And I don't have to give them a good die. Well, it was a bad thing. So I don't know. Maybe I'm not good for drama. I'm going to give David a good die. Or the bad die.
Okay.
Which is a good thing.
Let's not get too confused.
All right. All right. Matt.
Cool. For me. I don't have a come on from that, unfortunately. That's a really good scene and I love it. Unfortunately, I don't have a follow up. So somebody throw me in a situation. I need a hit.
I mean, Jimmy wants to know why it's taking you so long to bring him back his briefcase, right?
There we go.
Also, there's a snow leopard.
Yeah, is the snow leopard like legit loose now, and people are like fleeing from it, or
it's a snow leopard. It's not like marauding. Right,
nobody knows it's gone yet.
It's hunt.
Okay, so it's on the prowl. So we don't know. We aren't worried about that part yet. Other than if like Gary decides to tell anybody.
I'm just saying, it can smell cocaine.
Okay. So at this point, I think what happens is there is a ring at the phone in Arch's office at the news station, and he ignores it. He's like fiddling around, you know, poking through the drawers. Finally, he comes out with a bottle of something brown, pours it into the glass at his desk, takes a gulp, and after like six or seven rings, finally answers. Hello? KB Ryle, Arch Stanton.
Who's your name? Who's on the other end?
Matt, I totally missed the prompt. Is that for Jonathan?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Otherwise, I was going to jump on and warn you about the
leopard. That would have been perfect, too.
Yeah, may I speak to Archie, please?
Jimmy! Good to hear from you. Why are you calling me at work?
Oh, I didn't recognize your own voice. Sorry about that. It feels...
Go on.
Oh, it just feels like sometimes I don't recognize you at all anymore.
How can you not recognize me? I'm the most seen face in the Tri-County area.
Oh, I don't recognize what you look like. I don't know. It's been a while since I felt you like you were my friend from way back. You know.
Jimmy, you and I are great friends. You know that. Great friends understand each other. We work together.
Well, that's just it. I don't understand why I'm still here waiting.
Well, the fact of the matter is you're waiting because that particular footage is in our archive somewhere, and one of our cameramen is looking for it right now. As soon as we have it, we'll be able to put together that clip show for you.
Well, that footage was... state-of-the-art enhanced with special graphics. I would think you'd keep better track of that sort of thing.
I do my best when I can. Unfortunately, yesterday was just so busy. What with the governor's address and all?
Come on, it was a great big brief Betamax. Yeah.
A brief Betamax, yeah, absolutely. And you know how those things can just get up and walk away the moment somebody takes their eyes off of them.
No.
It's funny how that works out.
No, Archie, I don't know that.
I'm surprised you don't know how that works out, Jimmy. You know, you handle a lot of video equipment over there at your little junket. You know, how do you record all those wonderful videos that you show to all of your guests and sell in your gift shop?
Well, you know, I've had certain assistants from various co-workers of yours. They've all been very kind, very professional. I'm wondering maybe if I shouldn't ask one of them about where my brief Betamax is.
I mean, if you want to ask one of them, I certainly wouldn't say no, because certainly if some other person filed that in the wrong place, why, that would be their fault now, wouldn't it?
Oh, I'm not worried about blame. We can sort that kind of thing out later on. You know, maybe I should talk to Jolene
I have a hankering for those sardine pies she makes.
Jolene handles herself just fine. I don't think you need to go worrying about a pie or anything like that. You know, videos have a funny habit of turning up where you least expect them, Jimmy. I promise you that.
Well, I mean, if I were distracted by my special clip show, then I wouldn't be hankering for classic recipes. You know, from back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I understand the need to retreat to comfort food. I have a special Frito pie myself that I end up making. However, be that as it may, the Betamax will be found, I promise you that. And when I find out who has it, well, I just hope they don't wind up on the evening news, and I will hang up the phone.
Ominous.
So how do you think that went, folks?
Not great.
I mean, it's up to you, though, isn't it?
No. They established, yeah. I don't know. I think he managed to manage to get Jimmy held off for now.
Because I guess, like, is that a good outcome for you if Jimmy's just satisfied that you're working on it? And
well, I mean, compared this to a bad outcome...
Yeah, like, the bad outcome would have been Jimmy hanging up the phone, I feel like.
That's fair.
Hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Like, if Jimmy was the one who ended it, then yeah. I am going to go ahead and... Let's give that good die over to our good pal Jimmy. Because he's so good at giving us more time.
I have only the best in mind for you.
Of course you do.
Okay. So, actually, yeah, we had laid a hook. It'd be a little bit forward, because it'll be the weekend that comes up. But I invited, Jerry and Gary?
Yes, in some order, it is that.
That's right, because I invited them out to the property. The property.
You did.
Oh, the alligator feeding property?
I have a variety of attractions and special entertainments.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, because I don't remember. Like, so I'm going to set the scene as, like, you know, we're kind of having fun. Well, we're hanging out on a fishing boat going through the rivers. It's all three of us. And then, Gary. Wait, no. Jerry. Yeah, Jerry.
One of those names.
Yeah, yeah. Jerry gets, distracted by, actually getting a fish on the line. And I take a moment to talk with Jerry. Gary. Zach's character.
Okay. It's a hard J. It's a hard J.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a hard J. J hard never curls around. Yeah. It just keeps going.
It, like, flips opposite the way it actually is. Oh, now I kind of want to try and draw a J in a G that are just mirror images. Anyway.
My head hurts.
Yeah. Right. And so is Gary. So, you know, Gary, I was just reminiscing recently. About, what was it, about 10 years ago? Did your leg still bother you?
Where are we having this?
On a fishing boat. In, like... like, I imagine this to be like Everglades style, like,
yeah.
Are we on like an airboat, like surveying your stash of crocodiles?
Yeah, but I don't think we're like actually zipping along right now. We've taken a moment to stop and like rest.
You're drifting. You're
cast some lines. Yeah.
My legs are fine, thanks. I don't know why we had to come out here to talk about.
Oh, just catching up with you. You know,
we couldn't catch up on shore. I feel like we could have caught up on shore.
You enjoying yourself? Oh, did it leave you with some sort of phobia of wild animals?
I ain't scared of nothing, but yeah, kind of a little bit.
A gator flops into the water from the shore.
yeah, exactly. And then, I almost skitter off the boat.
Well, you know, some of these animals did come from Jolene's place. You know, they've all been well trained since then. I take good care of them.
How do you train an alligator?
How do I train an alligator? You just make sure they're fed right. You get them hooked on a special feed. It's a secret of mine.
Oh. Okay, so by trained you mean drugged. Excellent.
What? No, they're all natural. It's really excellent, actually.
That one over there with the headband, that's natural?
Oh.
That one's jazzercise.
It's important that they keep fit. And besides, the children love it. I'm thinking of having toys made.
You can hear the zip of Jerry reeling in something on his line. You know, like he's really turning the handle on the reel fast.
Okay.
He's fighting with something in the water.
Look at that hustle here, brother. I hear he's doing really well.
Yeah, you got this big soy gig. Seems like a great break.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to get a little bit lucky. You know, sometimes I heard that luck's kind of like two sides of a coin. Sometimes you get a little unlucky, and then you get really lucky afterwards. Or maybe someone else gets really lucky. I heard that Arch seems to have misplaced my clip reel. Really disturbed by that. But you know that station so well.
Well, I know it pretty well, but I don't know about no clip reel going missing.
Oh, it was just a brief Betamax case there. With especially...
No, we do all of our stuff on VHS now. We got lots of times.
Son, I feel like I'm casting bait here, and he just ain't biting.
I don't eat what your alligators eat, so... Can we go home now?
Just keep an eye out for anything of mine that you might happen to find around your station, would you?
Well, shit, Jimmy, is your name gonna be on it? I don't know what I'm looking for, man. If I see a Betamax, I'll bring it to you, but what? I got bigger problems.
Oh, what kind of problems you got?
Casting, mostly. Good help is really hard to find.
For the station?
Kinda, but not really. I mean, if snow leopards were as easy to train as your alligators...
Yeah, I don't know. I never really got a handle on snow leopards, I guess... One thing Jolene kept all of. Wouldn't let me buy him out.
In the background, you can see Jerry pulls, the line up out of the water, and there's a boot. Maybe with something inside of it. But he just takes it off the hook and tosses it back in the water, and then goes to get a beer.
Does he throw the whole rod in, too? Or is... Nope.
Don't know anything about that. Woo.
Swamp will even take care of the fingerprints for you.
Right. So Jerry, not much luck there, huh?
I thought I was getting some bites, but I think maybe the gators are just playing with us today.
Huh. They'll do that. I don't know. I hope they don't get finicky for their lack of special feed.
Yeah, you can't let animals go without their special feed. Believe me. They get unhappy. And with that...
Yeah.
I look furtively around. up trees and things.
Another gator, slides out of the water now.
Ah!
It's got the boot in its jaws.
Or, you see?
Or another
boot. I taught him to play fetch.
That was all boot, yeah. That was all boot.
No, I taught him to play fetch.
very special alligators to play fetch. You don't know much of them, they'll do that at all. Yeah.
What the heck are those cookies? I can picture them. They're all coated in powdered sugar.
Wait, are those your cookies?
I was going to pull one out and give a treat to the crocodile.
Oh, and they're obviously cocaine cookies. Okay.
Yeah, what? No.
So it's like, are they like those sort of chocolate cookies with the powdered sugar?
Are you thinking like a sand debacle or something like that?
Snowball cookies. That's what they're called.
Oh, snowball cookies.
Great. Snowball cookies, but...
Oh, snowball cookies. Okay.
Because like they're really bad, like, they're boring cookie dough, but they have powdered sugar all over them. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I pull out a little cookie and feed it to him because, you know, he's such a good alligator.
It's that little rumble in its belly.
Yeah, my...
You, like, toss him a couple cookies and then, like, scratch him under the chin while he's...
Nom.
Yeah. Snap.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. This recipe has pecans in it. Ugh, horrible cookies. Anyway. So I guess that's kind of the halfway point. I was really trying to get a message to somebody, but boy, that guy is dumb.
Yeah, I have no... He has no idea what you're talking
about.
None whatsoever. He's got his own problems. This is...
Yeah, I feel like this does not end well for Jimmy here.
I mean, Jimmy's going to have to... do a fallback plan, apparently. Or was this a fallback plan? Are we moving on to, like, planned?
Mm-hmm.
I guess, was this plan G or plan J?
Hate you all! I'm trying to figure out if there's a way that this goes worse, or if I'm just, like, utterly foiled in trying to get the message across, and I totally failed to ask Jerry about it, who actually knows everything about it. Actually, yeah, let's call that the bad ending, is that, Gary, while I was trying to, you know, get to help me and, you know, have another person inside the station, done get it. Jerry was not doing so much fishing as he was putting all the lines together and now understands where that briefcase is supposed to be.
Ooh.
And that is probably pretty valuable.
Maybe you get famous not by breaking into acting, or maybe you... Cool, I like it.
Yeah, so basically we like get a little brief flashback of that scene of, but totally on Jerry's face. And, like, he is completely understanding. He looks a little bit between, oh, shit, and, oh, my, what do I have on my hands?
Yeah, I dig it.
Oh, so it's bad die. And, yeah, I think I'm going to give that to David because of him grabbing the focus of the scene. Yeah, that's an excuse. That makes total sense. And, listen, the points don't matter. They're all made up anyway. The rules are all made up.
Uh-huh, yep.
Seems good.
Plus, we're all too nice to each other.
Yes, I'm
nice. Seriously, we need to start mixing these scenes up more.
Okay. I think... Okay, so... Jerry is at his house. His apartment, excuse me. He doesn't have a house. He's at his apartment. He has the briefcase that is empty. Because, well, okay, so it's empty. It's been, so the stuff that was in it that Jimmy had in it has been taken out. He is putting what looks like bags of cocaine inside of it.
Brand X cocaine.
And, what happens is, while he's doing this, I think that Gary is going to be, like, barging in unannounced, drunk. you know, and he, like, he He's pissed off at the world, including his brother, but he doesn't have anybody else to vent to right now. So he wants to come in and get commiseration somehow.
Okay.
Basically, we'll play it and we'll figure out, like, can I hide exactly what I'm doing or not?
Okay.
That D&D podcast is released under a Creative Commons 4.0 attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives license. Feel free to share with friends, but don't cut anything out and don't sell our work. Please visit us at thatdndpodcast.com or on Twitch or YouTube at thatdndpodcast. Intro and outro music is Optimistic Bits by Philip Gross and is available on the Q Music Archive. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Other Strangeness is owned by Palladium Books. All other copyrighted content is owned by its associated copyright holder.